There have been many distinguished guests on this island over the last 6 years. One came bearing a fearsome reputation in political spheres. Yet he was not a mainline politician. He was Margaret Thatcher's press supremo, Bernard Ingham. He'd been invited to address a hospice fundraising dinner.
Thank you for inviting me to make only my second visit to the Isle of Man and to support Hospice Care's £300,000 appeal to extend St. Bridget's Hospice, which I'm told serves the whole of the island. This is also the very first St. Valentine's Day dinner I have addressed in my life. Somehow I do not seem to be the first name which springs to mind when they are thinking of celebrating St. Valentine's Day. I am therefore touched by your romantic notions of me. I shall love you forever. I first saw the Isle of Man in 1954 from the top of Great Gable in the Lake District. It took me a long time to get here, and I can't remember which minister I came with, but I think it was Barbara Castle. I know it was an absolutely lovely day. But my thoughts turned to the Isle of Man during TT races just after the war, not because I rode a bike, but because Councillor Milton Sunderland of Mytheroyd in West Yorkshire was known, so he told me as a cub reporter, as the king of the Manx TT. He had an unblemished record for finishing the race. Milton never won, but he never came off. Now, I have approached this dinner somewhat apprehensively. You see, my reputation often precedes me. I had therefore better come clean. I want to thank Mrs. Nadine Crowther for maintaining her invitation after the Independent newspaper recently described me as a mound of poisoned suet. This shows you what can become of a chap who makes a profession out of serving not one but two strong women who were let down by weak men.